Simon & Schuster Audio Presents, an Inner Traditions audiobook. Maps of Consciousness, the classic text on exploring the mind and expanding awareness, by Ralph Metzner, PhD. Read by Jez Sands. Forward. A Guide to Maps for Knowing Thyself, David E. Presti. Ralph Metzner, 1936 to 2019, was a visionary. An academic scholar, alchemical explorer, and shamanic teacher, his contributions to transpersonal psychology, consciousness research, and contemporary psychedelic studies are myriad. His life was devoted to learning from teachers of many kinds, past and present, synthesizing and creatively transforming what he learned, and transmitting his knowledge and wisdom to others via experiential instruction and numerous writings. Maps of Consciousness was published in 1971, when Ralph was 35 years old. He had previously collaborated in several other major writing projects, co-authoring with Timothy Leary and Richard Alpert, The Psychedelic Experience, a manual based on the Tibetan Book of the Dead, 1964, and editing a periodic publication, The Psychedelic Review, 1963-1971, and a book of essays, The Ecstatic Adventure, 1968. While Ralph's initial connection with transpersonal psychology was catalyzed by years of intense exploration with psychedelics, he quickly expanded into larger and more diverse territory. His quest, throughout the subsequent decades of exploration, was to draw upon rich bodies of knowledge and wisdom emergent from Western and Eastern spiritual and religious traditions, occult and esoteric practices, and shamanic and mystical wisdom. He brought this to bear in order to expand a contemporary science of mind, and, most importantly, to develop and disseminate practices conducive to psycho-spiritual growth and healing. Ralph had moved in the late 1960s from the eastern United States to California and began work as a clinical psychologist. He worked in large state hospitals for the seriously mentally disturbed, as well as in smaller hospital and school settings. Simultaneously, he read widely, studied with teachers and practitioners representing diverse forms of knowledge, and worked on formulating what would become Maps of Consciousness. Following its publication, Ralph spent more time lecturing and teaching seminars of his design. He continued to explore and learn, always with the intention of deepening an understanding of his own mind and behavior.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?